let's talk about the Phillies Braves thing first of all. This is one of the problems in a series like this. When you face a team that has that kind of firepower, that has five guys that hit 30 home runs or more, you feel like every time you're facing somebody in that lineup, you're playing with fire. And Zach Wheeler was brilliant getting through that lineup, which is no surprise because I think Zach Wheeler is a really good pitcher. And they built a 4-0 lead. And then Darno, former Philly, hits the 3-run homer. Or he said it was a 2-run homer, I think. It was 4-1 at the time. So he hits a 2-run homer. And you just felt like that was the spark. Like the Turner error that got Acuna in broke the log jam, but the 2-run home, the home run by Darno was like, now it's a game. The Riley home run, you could tell not even Brian Anderson was sure it was going to be a home run, but that thing was that cleared by a pretty good margin. He hit that with one hand and cleared it. And see, that's the problem when you're dealing with an explosive lineup like that. You feel like every single pitch has to be in the location you need it to be, because if you make a mistake, it's the kind of lineup that makes you pay for that mistake. So what we've had is this. The Phillies beat the Braves ace. Now, even though he wasn't the losing pitcher, because Zach Wheeler was not the losing pitcher, you feel like the Braves have now beaten the Phillies ace. So essentially, you're where you thought you might be after two games. That's 1-1. And now you go back to Philadelphia. And I'll say this about Philadelphia. There's playoff baseball, and then there is Philadelphia playoff baseball. There is something about Philadelphia and the baseball playoffs where it feels like it's an event. And it's different. You add a lot of emotion in Baltimore. You're going to have a lot of emotion in Texas. You're going to have a lot of emotion in Phoenix. But there's something about Philadelphia where they've taken the baseball playoffs and then made the games into events. Everybody gets down to Ashburn Alley. They get their food before the game, and then it's deserted after that. Nobody leaves their seats. And they create an emotion and an atmosphere that really can't be duplicated anyplace else. You know, that wine and cheese crowd in New York that you've got. I mean, it's, you know, let's face it. Yeah. Your fans kind of excel in anger. I notice that.
Oh, my almighty!
But, like, being happy, you guys don't like, you guys don't seem to enjoy happiness. The Philadelphia fans seem to at least enjoy happiness. And that's what you've got. And I'm not so sure I want to duplicate seeing Strider again in Game 5 in Atlanta. I feel at that point you're playing with fire. And that's what I feel like it is with this lineup. Now, there are parts of the lineup with the Phillies you feel that way. You know, you're dealing with fire when you're dealing with Schwarber, when you're dealing with Harper, when you're dealing with Realmuto. But, man, they have two other guys like that that have 30-plus home runs. And that's what makes them a tough, tough out to get. To have gone that many innings scoreless against that lineup is incredibly impressive. And they got to the bullpen last night. And let's give the Braves bullpen credit. I thought the Braves bullpen did a pretty good job last night. Now, as for the last play, and I know it's going to end up being our play-by-play call of the day, Harper doesn't do anything wrong in that play. He does nothing wrong. Okay, the ball is hit to deep center field. What's Harper trying to do? Bryce Harper is trying to score the tying run. And if Riley doesn't make that great play backing up to then throw to first, Harper gets back. And it just was, you know, and the game ended the way the game was played. It took a spectacular play at the end to finally end it. And it had to be an emotional blow for the Phillies when you're up 4-0 and you've got you have your best guy out there and you feel like you're as close to being in control as you can be. And then to suddenly lose control, that hurts.